This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Republican tax bill would double the child care credit from $1,000 to $2,000 and increase the refundable portion of the credit to $1,400. But the measure requires people who file to include the Social Security number of each child, a way to keep undocumented immigrants from claiming the credit. Pew Research Center estimated in 2012 there were roughly 775,000 unauthorized immigrants younger than 18 in the U.S. The Organization of American States and other experts indicate that it is a statistical improbability that the incumbent president could have been fairly elected in Honduras and evaporated the lead of the opposition when voting was stalled for 30 hours. Erwin Mayfield, Grammy Award-winning jazz trumpeter from New Orleans, was indicted on 19 counts by a federal grand jury for self-enrichment when he was heading the post-Katrina New Orleans Library Foundation board. 75% of the world's reserves of lithium, a crucial component in electric car batteries, are in China and Chile, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Cyril Ramaphosa, South Africa's deputy president, a tycoon and Mandela protege, was narrowly elected head of the African National Congress, the ANC, the largest and ruling party, to position himself to replace the currently disgraced president, whose term ends in 2019. Republicans are seeing suburban educated districts as endangered as women and others increase their opposition to Trump and his presidency and behavior. According to the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, in 10 years, the Republican tax bill will mean that 70% of families making $54,700 to $93,200 would pay more taxes than under the current law, and 92% of the families in the top 0.1% of the country would get a break of over $206,000 per year. Nearly 40% of college students are over the age of 24. Nearly 37 million adults in the U.S. have some college credits but no degree. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.